Miss Brett Anderson.
It is cloudy and 65 degrees in Buffalo. Humidity 36%. The barometer 29.98 and falling. Winds are from the east at 10 miles an hour. On Monday Night Quarterback, I'm Ed Little. News Talk 930 WBEN with news around the clock. Next news at 7:30. Bulletins at once.
News Talk 930 WBEN, the radio voice of the Buffalo Bills, presents Monday Night Quarterback with Buffalo News Sports Editor Larry Feltzer and News Channel 7 Sports Director John Murphy. Phone lines are now open. In Buffalo, call 644-9875. Calling long distance, use the Frontier Communications toll-free line, 1-800-616-9236. Monday Night Quarterback is brought to you by Value Home Centers. Value for the do-it-yourselfer in you. And now, Monday Night Quarterback on News Talk Bills Radio. WBEN, 930 AM.
The Memorial Day edition of Monday Night Quarterback. John Murphy, Larry Feltzer in the studio. Phone lines open. The number to call, 644-9875 in the Buffalo calling area. The Frontier Cellular toll-free number, 1-800-616-9236. And if you have a cell phone tonight, number to call with Cellular One and Cellular One DICOM services, star 1661, Frontier Cellular, star 930. Larry Feltzer in the studio with us. Good evening, Larry, and hope you're having a fine holiday weekend.
Happy Memorial Day, Murph, and say same thing to all the veterans out there.
So. Yep, absolutely. Hey, a lot of basketball over the weekend, and you and I guess we came in separate paths today, but we both were thinking about the same thing. And I was thinking about the article in the news today. It was today, Dennis Rodman with his little running feud with Shaq. You know what? He's probably right about Shaquille O'Neal being one-dimensional.
Absolutely right. And the other side of it was that O'Neal's response, if he does get under my skin, I'll start swinging. What he told everybody was, if you get to me, I'm going to get thrown out of the game. I'm going to be ejected because that's what happens when you start swinging. And, Shaquille is such a big part of the Magic there, and he's an untouchable. I don't think anybody has made him be a complete player or even try to be a complete player. And I don't think he understands the team concept of the game that much either, to tell you the truth.
I've never been a big fan of his, Larry, and I don't think he's ever, as you say, ever been forced to develop into a team player and may never win a championship at the way he plays now. And you know what hurts me about the league is that he'll break the bank in free agency this year and make millions of dollars in endorsements and never will have to win a championship. Guys like Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, even Julius Erving had to prove himself and win a championship before people really, I think, put him in among the elite players.
Yeah, I mean, he barely arrived on the scene, and he had in commercials that were tie-ups that were worth $20, $25 million. And, he only played 2 years at LSU for Dale Brown, who I don't think is the greatest coach in the world, to tell you the truth. So I don't think he learned that much there. Everything was all natural ability. And Rodman's right. I mean, there's more to the game than dunking. He's not going to get a matchup with Christian Laettner or a mismatch in every game as he did in the Atlanta series. I mean, when it gets down to, the heavy part of the playoffs every year, he's going to have to do more than overpower somebody who's a lot smaller than he is.
I think Rodman's right about a lot of things. I think Dennis Rodman knew that Chicago was a place for him in terms of a group of individuals who think about winning championships, similar to the situation Rodman was in at Detroit. And I think Rodman was right about the San Antonio Spurs, a team that didn't have a clue about winning a title. And I think Dennis Rodman could figure that out and did figure that out pretty easily last year.
Yeah, I think he's right about it, and I think he's right, probably right about Bob Hill too, who I like. But I mean, Hill's really doesn't show you that much in the tough ball games, and certainly David Robinson certainly has a lot to prove in the tough ball games, in the playoffs. I mean, my feeling, I'm not a big Rodman guy personally, although he's got great skills. And I think the Bulls could have won it without him, but, there's no question the guy speaks the truth.
So what if he likes to dress like a woman from time to time? Hey, one thing, the Bulls, it appears on the verge of winning their fourth NBA title in the last 6 years. They won 72 regular season games this year. They talked about it a lot during the regular season, and it appears they're going to win this title and win it fairly easily. They do have a place in NBA history, I think, after they finish off this title, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I don't know if they're the greatest team of all time. I don't think there are any other really outstanding teams in the league at this time as there were, when the Knicks had their run in the early 70s, there were several good teams in the league.
Yeah.
The Celtics were beating great Laker teams, or in a couple of years, a great Philadelphia team with Wilt. The Bulls, definitely are one of the top five or six teams of all time, but they don't have that strong an argument. I'll tell you what they've done to this year. They've made it a bore, and the summer is going to be a bore too, as far as basketball is concerned, because the Bulls will sweep through the NBA playoffs, and the Dream Team will be even more boring sweeping through the Olympics.
The biggest basketball news may come when Michael Jordan decides where he wants to play. You know what I mean? If he's going to re-sign with Chicago or go someplace else, that might be the biggest
basketball
story.
To tell you
the
truth, even right now, before that, I think it's going to be more interesting to see whether Marcus Camby ends up with Toronto in the draft. I mean, he's the best player in college. He's the best player in the draft, but I think that doesn't mean he's going to be the first guy picked. Because it depends on, I think that first pick will be need pick.
All right, we're going to take a break and then get to phone calls. And we do have lines open. The number to call in the Buffalo calling area, 644-9875. The Frontier Communications toll-free number, 1-800-616-9236. And cell phone service, if you've got service from Cellular One, CellularOne.com, it's *1661. Service from Frontier Cellular, *930. Lots of phone lines open and lots of time to give us a call. It's Monday Night Quarterback on WBEN.
Local news first for Kenmore, Tonawanda, and Tuscarora. News Talk 930, WBEN.
Bill Lacey and Kevin Keenan from the WBEN Good Morning Show.
Talking about what you're talking about.
What are we going to do with the yacht?
They ought to just knock it down. It's probably too expensive a facility to operate. Plus, you've already got a downtown ice rink.
Why don't they put the county courthouse there?
And what do you think about the higher minimum wage?
It's a farce. What determines people's value is the market.
The federal minimum wage is nothing but a federal unfunded mandate. It should be abolished.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 8:30. You make the call.
And you hear breaking news as it happens, plus the exclusive AccuWeather forecast
on the WBEN Good Morning Show.
Imagine your company is a stadium with 100,000 people. You need to find a message that's in one guy's pocket. You have half a second. Now you know why Digital invented AltaVista, the fastest search engine on the internet, and now available for corporate intranets. Try AltaVista at www.altavista.digital.com. Then call us. If it's out there, in any pocket of the internet, AltaVista will find it. Digital. Whatever it takes.
It's springtime in Western New York, and the sound you hear is Value Home Centers hammering down their lowest prices of the season. Value-packed bargain days are here. This week, you'll really save on a 10-inch cut electric edger trimmer from Weed Eater. This quality tool has been hammered down to only $19.99. Relax this summer in a Grand Bay low-back stacking patio chair from U.S. Leisure. These beautiful, affordable chairs have been hammered down to a low $3.99 each. If you've got fencing to install or concrete to repair, then save on Sacrete concrete mix in the 60-pound bag. We've hammered the price to a low $1.69 a bag. Remember, value-packed bargain days end soon. So hurry into your neighborhood Value Home Center this week for our lowest prices of the season.
Total Hoop Hysteria is returning to Buffalo June 29th and 30th. It's the 6th annual Gus Macker 3-on-3 Cradle Beach Camp Charity Basketball Tournament. The Macker is for everyone, young or old, male or female, college player, or backyard hacker. Teams are computer matched. The cost, $88 per team, and applications must be postmarked by May 28th. They're available at Wegmans and M&T Bank branches. The Macker, brought to you by four dealers of Western New York and Northern Pennsylvania, M&T Bank, Athleticare, Robert Half and Accountemps, and WBEN.
Traveling by plane, train, or automobile? Find out what the weather's like where you're going. The Traveler's Forecast, weekdays at 5:42. First on the WBEN Good Morning Show.
Monday Night Quarterback, it's 644-9875, the number, and the Frontier Communications toll-free number, 1-800-616-9236. Stanley and Lovejoy. Hello, Stanley. Thanks for waiting.
Hello, Mr. Murphy, Mr. Felzer.
How are you?
Stanley.
As usual, I'll ask a question, hang up to hear your answer. This being the Memorial Day weekend, would appreciate if Mr. Felzer would have a few words to say in memory of a former Bill, Bob Kelzer, who was killed in Vietnam. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stanley. That is a very fitting subject. Bob Kelso was the only player to die, only NFL player to die in Vietnam, in service in Vietnam. He was killed in the Nixon, I believe, not in in combat. But there were very few soldiers over. There were very few football players over there from the NFL. But he was one of the few. What happened? He played with the Bills only 1 year, and he had gone through ROTC at the University of Oklahoma, and this if I remember this correctly, and he earned took his commission, and went into the service and was sent over to Vietnam as where he was killed. Now the Bills booster club and what I thought was really a classy move. They established a scholarship in his name, and it doesn't. I think it's still in effect. It was for many, many years, and they really didn't get an awful lot of publicity out of it. It was a terrific thing to do, and it got sort of lost in the shuffle. But I've always admired them for having done that. And because he was a guy who might have been forgotten otherwise. I mean, again, as I say, only just played the 1 year, and it was with one of the Bills' poorer teams. But, he was a starter at times, and that was just his rookie year. And, then went off the war and never came back.
Right inside the administration building on the right-hand side there across the ticket booth, there's that display, Bob Kelso display, a plaque and a picture of Bob Kelso.
You know, nice. Pete Knaus and his wife and some of the other old-time booster clubbers had that idea, and they maintained it for many, many years. I think they might still maintain it, and to their great credit, they never forgot him.
Hey, Larry, you talk about sports that carry on in wartime, and I've read a little bit of history about World War II and professional baseball. Obviously, there's not been that sort of mobilization of young men since, but there never was a sport that was affected as much as big league baseball back then, right? I mean, they were basically the cream of the crop. All the baseball players for 3 or 4 years were in the service, and
absolutely.
Baseball was a different game. Huh?
Bob Feller, who was a dominant pitcher in the American League, enlisted in the Navy the day after Pearl Harbor. Everybody went, not everybody, but a great many of them went to war. Warren Spahn had just come up. The Braves brought him up, from Hartford for a few games at the end of the 41 season. And he was obvious that he was going to be a good pitcher and going to be a good major league pitcher. And the war starts. He goes into war as an enlisted man. People forget this because they remember him being a great left-hander and a Hall of Famer. He won a battlefield commission, Warren Spahn. And, Joe DiMaggio was in. Ted Williams.
Ted Williams fly bombers.
Ted Williams flew, no, if he flew interceptors, I believe, or pursuit planes. And he not only served in the World War II, but he was recalled for Korea. And probably cost, if you prorated it, he probably have about he might have broken Babe Ruth's record for home runs. I mean, the guy's had an incredible career, and it might have been twice as incredible, except for his two hitches in the service.
I know the world has changed so much since then, but even with all the change, it's hard to imagine that sort of thing happening again, isn't it? When it's hard to imagine players walking away from million-dollar contracts for military service, even if they were drafted or called up. I mean, it just
absolutely. I mean, you had guys. who were 4F or for some reason or other, much older players who probably wouldn't have been playing, but they stayed to play. And the most amazing story was Pete Gray. He's a one-armed outfielder for the St. Louis Browns. And, you know, it was baseball. The training camps, Murph, were in Bear Mountain, New York, and near the Hudson. French Lick, Indiana, which is Larry Bird's hometown. Places like that, Hershey, Pennsylvania, were the training
camps. To avoid what, the travel expenses?
Yeah, they didn't go south. I mean, there were priorities and so on. And I think that there were the night games were cut down, if I remember correctly, particularly on the west and east coast, because of, I mean, the submarine attacks, potential of submarine attacks, bomb attacks from. Off the shores.
When there's a famous letter, the president, I don't mean to date you, Larry, and make you our historical man, but President Roosevelt wrote a famous letter to the editor of the Sporting News about how baseball should continue during the war. It was kind of like an issue that was disputed for a while there, I think.
I didn't know about the letter, but I know FDR's rationale was it was good for the love, the morale of the country for baseball to continue on. And, you know, I suppose it was. I mean, it kept people's mind off of the seriousness of war and the worry and so on. And I got to tell you one, I might have told this story before, on VJ Day, and when the war with Japan ended that night, I was at Offerman Stadium with a couple friends of mine. And they turned on in the middle of the game, or probably about the sixth inning or so, they turned the PA on and put the microphone next to the radio for the announcement. It was a lot of static, and everybody's saying, what are they saying, what are they saying? And people who were closer to the public address system, the microphones were saying, they saying the war is over, and the place exploded, you know, and everybody, I remember Billy Pierce was a young pitcher for the, he was 17 years old, he's pitching for the Bisons. And another, his buddy, Art Hudeman, there at Detroit for him. Two 17-year-old kids pitching for the Bison. Billy Pierce, I talked to him about this years later at an old-timers game. He later became a terrific major leaguer. He came to bat right after the announcement and hit a home run.
Wow.
And over right field and off from the stadium. I remember walking home from the ballpark, up from Main Street, from, you know, it was at Michigan and Ferry.
Right.
And I mean, it was... people were all over Main Street, all over the streets, and the streetcars were being mobbed. And I lived in North Buffalo, out near the University of Buffalo then, and we walked home. It was just like a carnival. It was festive. People were just going nuts.
Wow. Here's a call from John in Buffalo. John, you're on Monday Night Quarterback.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
I think when we're looking at Michael Jordan as maybe the last of a dying breed, I mean, you see Shaq, there's such a contrast. The guy's more worried about rapping and movies.
I haven't seen too many of the same breed as Michael Jordan. I mean,
yeah.
I'm prepared to admit that he's the best basketball player of all time.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm getting at is you had Bird and Magic, right. Before that.
Yeah, I think I know your point, John. Yeah. Attention to business.
Right, you're right. Bill Russell and
right.
You know, going back. But I mean, the only guy around now who seems to have that sort of, really wants to win is, I think, Grant Hill. But he doesn't have the team around him yet, maybe in a few years.
You know, you hear Isaiah Thomas, and I've heard him and read interviews with him, talk about how the players are different now. This is maybe me, but I don't feel like Isaiah is all that old. But Isaiah Thomas and Magic, of course, has had his problems with this new generation of players. And I've never heard Michael Jordan speak about this. But apparently there is a difference just in the last 10 years among the way that guys approach the NBA, Larry.
Well, I think one of the reasons is that all these guys have come out before they – with just 1 or 2 years of college. I mean, some people think athletes in college or scholar, the term scholar athlete is a joke. But being around in the college atmosphere for at least 3 years, excuse me, preferably four, I think there's a certain something maturity. That rubs
yeah,
off.
If you get a good coach, that is. I mean, obviously.
Absolutely, the maturity.
Mike Krzyzewski.
Right,
and
maybe the upperclassmen, and your place in the college community and so on, they miss all that. I mean, frankly, I think guys like Stephen Marbury are going to be just routine pros. I mean, because there will always be something missing.
Yeah, do you think Pitino's going to go with the Nets?
It looks like they made him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah, they must have gave him complete control because that franchise has
well,
been...
Well, it's got to build beyond complete control. It must be a piece of the team.
Yeah, it is a piece of ownership he talks about.
Sure, because even Chuck Daly couldn't do anything with that team.
No.
You know, you got to have... He's got to be like Riley where, you know, if he says to a guy, you're not hustling, you're gone. If, you know, it's got to be like Jimmy Johnson, the thing Jimmy Johnson won in Miami. And that's become rarer and rarer, you know,
yeah,
because there's so few players that'll listen to a coach anymore.
Thanks for your call, John. Larry, I have a hard time taking Rick Pitino. I have a hard time believing he's sincere, and maybe it's just me. But, I mean, I've read his comments now about how he's got to talk to his players, and he wants to talk to his players. I just feel like he's just, you know, blowing smoke and waiting for the appropriate time to announce that he's going to cash in and take
it. It sounds like a very political thing to say. You know, frankly, I agree with you. You know, he's looking for the sound bite rather than tell you what he really thinks. I mean, he might have a little Larry Brown in him. There's no question about that. I mean, slicker than Larry Brown and more emotionally stable. But, you know, I think there's always – I've always had the sense with Pitino that if he made him the right offer, particularly around New York.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a Lexington, Kentucky guy. He's a New York guy.
It's amazing he's lasted that long and prospered, really, in Kentucky as long as he has.
Yeah, well, I think he's a bit of an actor like a lot of good coaches are. Yeah.
Let's go to Dave at Orchard Park. You're on WBEN, Dave.
Good evening, guys.
Hi.
You run a great show. We really appreciate it, the fans out here in Western New York.
Thanks,
thank
Dave.
You.
Two questions. One's got to do with players that get cut from all the various leagues. In football, I believe, do they get paid or do they don't get paid? And I noticed in USA Today had a big article on how much baseball is paying these players, some who are cut and some who are injured. What's the deal in the other sports, like in hockey?
Well, I'll tell you, baseball probably has one of the best setups. They have to pay those guys. I mean, their union is so strong. Yeah, usually the contract is guaranteed. I mean, I don't know if this name rings a bell with you, but Rennie Stennett, remember him? He's an very ordinary second baseman, played with the Pirates and the Giants. They gave him some absurd contract, and he was out in the street 6 months later. I mean, he was getting enormous money 3-4 years after he had stopped playing. And you don't see that in football much. They get paid for the year, and if they cut you guys who sign multi-year contracts, a series of one-year contracts and all that stuff, usually what that means is you make it only if you make, you know, if you make the team. You're going to make that money only if you make the team. Guaranteed contracts in football are far and few between. You might see the great quarterbacks and a few other guys like that get it, but the guaranteed contracts are not that prevalent. They are more in basketball. With hockey, I think it's more like football.
Don't you think the trend has been towards upfront money to kind of
absolutely
as opposed to guaranteed contracts?
Yeah,
football
they,
in particular.
In the last few years, the signing bonus, the upfront money, has become the thing.
Instead of a guaranteed contract.
Right.
Because players probably don't want to be tied down as long as
that
many times either. Thanks very much for your call, Dave. We've got some open phone lines, and we've got time for your call in the Buffalo calling area, 644-9875. Frontier Communications toll-free number, 1-800-616-9236. Cell phones, if you've got service from Frontier Cellular, *930, and Cellular One and Cellular One Dicom at *1661. It's Monday Night Quarterback. We'll break for news, and then we're back for another half hour, take you up to 8 o'clock, and the Bulldog here on WBEN.
Here's Talk 930, WBEN.
Good evening. At 7:30, I'm Ed Little. News Talk 930 WBEN. The top stories on this date. President Clinton followed tradition today. He placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery, and he praised the men and women who died in America's wars. Erie County Sheriff's Marine Division wants to remind boaters that children under 12 must wear a life jacket if they are on a boat under 40 feet. It is a new law. AccuWeather calls for cloudy skies and a low of 48 tonight. Cloudy and 65 degrees in Buffalo. Complete details at 8 o'clock on 24-hour News Talk, 930 WBEN.
WBEN, the news you need when you want it.
WBEN's all-new nonstop news at noon.
I'm Mark Leiker.
I'm Susan Rose. News Talk 930 WBEN.
Buffalo's most comprehensive local radio newscast at noon from Buffalo's largest radio news staff.
Brian Meyer, News Talk 930.
George Rickard,
News Talk 930 WBEN.
Kathleen Donovan, News Talk 930 WBEN.
All you need to know at noon. Nonstop news at noon. 11:59 till 12:06. Weekdays on WBEN.
Wake up to that city mattress feeling. Stretch up to the ceiling and you're ready for the day.
It's Better Sleep Month at City Mattress, and the best just got better. Restyled, re-engineered, and more comfortable than ever, the new 1996 City Mattresses are simply the finest, most comprehensive selection of mattresses and box springs made today. Yes, it's Better Sleep Month at City Mattress, and we're offering our best prices on every one of our best new beds. A wonderful new twin-size extra-firm Restonic mattress is only $99. Our comfortable new queen-size Kingsdown Premier Pillow Top mattress set is $5.98. And it's your choice of sturdy new bunk beds, unique metal beds, cool canopy beds, and functional futons for one low price of $199. It's the best bedding sale of the year. It's Better Sleep Month at City Mattress.
Hi, this is Tom Bosley. I think most of us want to buy life insurance, but it seems so expensive. And the hassle. Well, I'm happy to tell you someone is changing the way America buys life insurance. SelectQuote. SelectQuote doesn't just give you one price from one company. They search top-rated firms like Travelers and CNA to find you low rates and great savings. Then they send you a free personalized price comparison. And you'll love this. Your doorbell never rings. SelectQuote's friendly staff works with you over the phone to help you choose the best policy for you. No wonder SelectQuote has saved over 100,000 people millions of dollars on term life insurance. See how much you can save. Just call 1-800-543-2215. SelectQuote. They're changing the way America buys life insurance. Call now. 1-800-543-2215. Coverage available in most states.
Greece is the word.
Greece is the word.
And Greece is the next Topps Family Night. Thrill to Greece at Shea's. Save $5 a ticket for the Wednesday night, June 12th performance. Stop at a Topps customer service desk, get a discount voucher. Take it to Shea's box office. Save $5 a ticket for Greece. Topps never stops saving you more. Get those vouchers. Get to Topps Family Night, Wednesday night, June 12th, from Topps Friendly Markets, Shea's Buffalo, and News Talk 930 WBEN.
Hi, it's Gil Gross. You're suffering from O.J. trial withdrawal. We've got just the thing, and it's legal, really legal. The lawyers from the O.J. trial, Chris Darden, Alan Dershowitz, and Gerald Ullman, all on the Gil Gross Show tonight at 11 o'clock on WBEN.
Monday night quarterback on WBEN, John Murphy, Larry Falzer, until 8 o'clock tonight. The phone lines are open in the Buffalo calling area, 644-9875. Frontier Communications toll-free number, 1-800-616-9236. Here is Mike in Buffalo. Hi, Mike, you're on the air.
Good evening. I wanted to ask you, Larry, about the Brett Favre situation.
Yeah.
On one of the computer online services I have, I get a chance to look at Fred Elstein's Pro Football Report, and in it, they go into much deeper detail, and it appears to be a much worse problem with him than even the media reports have it and coming out. What do you think? This is a widespread problem because it seems like he has an alcoholism problem and a drug problem, and it seems to indicate that this is a problem throughout the whole league.
You mean a recreational drug problem or the drug? The painkiller problem you're talking about.
Painkiller problem and this Fred Elstein hinted at both. And more so the alcohol, yeah. Recreation drugs involved, too.
Well, I've never heard the recreational drugs thing, and that might be a rumor. Freddie, who's a friend of mine, I got to be honest with you, in his newsletter uses a lot of rumors, about 85% of which don't pan out. So I'd withhold judgment on Favre with the recreational drugs. We do know this. I mean, his father admitted that the alcohol use may have complicated the problem with the painkillers. But the recreational drugs, I mean, that may be out of left field. As I say, I withhold judgment on that. But either way, I mean, the fact that he has a twin problem, that he has a problem with the painkillers and with alcohol, I mean, it's a very difficult rehabilitation. And, you know, nobody knows where he's going to stand by the time this football season opens. And, you know, the Packers say, and I'd have to take them at their word. Right now they're more concerned about his health than anything else.
Thanks for your call, Mike. Let's go to Eddie in Burlington, Ontario. You're on WBEN, Eddie.
Hi. Good evening.
Hi.
Just a couple of things, please. I was trying to think of the guy that was a pitcher, came back from the war when one of my older brothers came back, and I just now remembered Ewell Blackwell.
Ewell Blackwell.
Yeah.
Became a big-time winner for the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
For about 2 years, he was virtually unbeatable. The whip. He had a Bucky whip delivery.
Exactly, yeah.
Big, skinny right-hander. He was about 6'5", I think.
6'5", something like that.
When he come back from the war and started winning right away? Or?
Yeah,
well, he had been, I think he had been in the minors before the war, and I don't think he had appeared in the majors then, but he was obviously had matured in the service and everything, and what he did was almost totally unexpected. Hmm.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Yeah.
Just a couple of things about Pitino.
Sure.
You mentioned he's from New York and so forth and so on. I went down to Lexington, and then I can remember I went to school when Frank McGuire was at North Carolina.